Courage Under Fire, written by Dan Kieran and read by David Tredinnick. Cowboy was the first man I ever saw who'd been shot. He was my father. He'd been at a party somewhere in country Victoria, and the story went that in an attempt to save someone, which was probably bullshit, he'd thrown himself in front of a guy who stormed into the gathering with a rifle. Most likely it had something to do with illegal drugs. The dude with the gun opened up and Cowboy copped the bullet in the gut. After he'd discharged himself from hospital, Cowboy showed up on our doorstep in Mullaney, Queensland, where Mum had made us a nice home. I would learn, in time, that our household was everything he wasn't. Small and quaint, neat and tidy, quiet and industrious, sober and safe. He was big and tough, loudly full of outlaw bravado, punching on and on the grog more often than not. In fact, Cowboy was the biggest human I'd ever seen. 6'4", massive shoulders, a barrel-chested giant of a man. He almost blocked out the harsh Queensland sunlight as he stood there in our doorway in his blue wife-beater singlet, his stubby shorts and his battered riding boots. Over his singlet was an unbuttoned flannelette shirt rolled up and stretched over his biceps. He was wincing a bit from where he'd taken a hot lead slug in the gut. To be fair to him, a weaker man might have died. "G'day, knackers," he said when I answered the door. I was 11 years old and I had no idea who this stranger was or why he was calling me a funny name.
"This is your father, Dan,"
Mum said, standing beside me, looking from me to him. Something odd, not quite right in her voice. It was, I think, a mix of love and dread. As I gazed up at him, reeling inside, my sister, Susan, eyed him off from a position of safety inside the house. She might have remembered him. She was old enough to have cried when he left. I recall clearly when Mum got the phone call, about 4 weeks before Dad had turned up. That was the first time it really hit me that I had an actual father, not just some long-forgotten, faded pictures on a fridge or in Mum's room. Cowboy had left my mother, Judy, a few days after I was born. Susan was 6 at the time. But the phone had rung that night, and when Mum answered it, it was Ian Cowboy Kieran's latest girlfriend on the line.
"Mrs. Kieran, I just want to let you know that Ian's been shot," the distraught young woman said by way of greeting.
At least she knew that her boyfriend had a wife.
"Is he dead?"
Mum replied.
"No, but he's in hospital, and he's not real good,"
the girlfriend said, in that way country people have of understating things.
"Oh,"
Mum hung up the phone.
"It's finally happened."
"What, Mum?" I asked. She looked down at me.
"Your father's been shot."
I'd never given him a second thought, the man with the fair hair in the picture with Mum on her wedding day, and now I was learning he had been shot, like someone in a Western movie. It figured. He was a cowboy, and that's what people called him. My world was being turned upside down by something that most other kids loved or took for granted, the presence of a father. Sure, I knew I had a biological father, but I had never asked about him, never worried that he hadn't been in my life or that I had absolutely no recollection of him. Even when other kids at school talked about their complete families, and I saw their dads sometimes pick them up or drop them off at school, it never occurred to me that I was missing out on anything. My grandfather was my dad, the reason I joined Defence, my mentor, my father figure, and he had already begun to instill old school values in me.